Wouldn't it be great if there was a day of quiet? You know, we have Labor Day when we honor women in labor. I think that's what that is. We have Memorial Day when we honor those that defended our country. And we have days that we commemorate. Mother's Day, thanks for being a mother. Father's Day, how did that happen? You know, things like that. Why can't we have a day where everybody just shuts the hell up? And I would call it Shut the Hell Up Day. Or Shut the Heck Up Day, to make it politically correct so we don't offend anybody. But it's a designated day where people can't talk. You can't talk to anybody else. You can't say a disparaging word. You can't argue with anybody. You can't tell anybody what you think of them. You have to be quiet. You can't talk. You can't play your music. You can't do anything. If you do anything like that, you have to wear headphones so that only you can hear the music or the noise. You are not to impede on anybody else's privacy during this day at all. If you're married, spouses cannot talk. You can use sign language, but even that is not good. Nobody talks to anybody. Nobody goes on Facebook and says anything about anything. You can't even like anything. You can't hit that like button because that's an expression of opinion, and that's not allowed on Shut the Hell Up Day. You can't tweet. Oh, my God, you can't tweet. You can't even log in. You can't even log in. You can't do anything on Shut the Hell Up Day unless it's extremely quiet and unto yourself. No opinions spewed forth. Nothing. Nothing. Total quiet. If you want to go to bed and just nap all day, help yourself. Cuddle your dog. Your dog can't even bark. If it barks, you've got to stop the dog immediately. No one makes any noise, no sounds, no comments, no conversation, nothing for the entire day of Shut the Hell Up Day. And this goes especially for the President of the United States, but it's for everybody as well. Nothing. Nothing. If you go to a restaurant and you want to order something, you point to the item on the menu. You can't say, I'll have it, but I don't want onions on it. You can't say that. You can't say anything. You can just point to a menu item, and the waiter or the waitress just nod their head, and then they bring the ticket into the kitchen, and they cook the stuff. You get the stuff. You eat it. They put the bill in front of you. You take your wallet out. You pay the money, and you leave. Not a word is spoken. You don't make a face as to, ooh, this food is horrible, or ooh, this food is wonderful. Keep it to yourself. You keep it to yourself. Now, if you're in your car by yourself and there's no one else in the car with you, you can talk to yourself. But you can't make a phone call. Oh, you can't call anybody unless it's an emergency. That's always allowed. You can always do something in an emergency, but you better have a damn good reason for saying or doing something. If you go to the dollar store, you can't say, I don't have any change. You just shut up. You point to your pocket and shake your head. I don't have any change. International sign for I don't have any change. No questions asked. If you have a question, save it for the next day. Go back the next day and ask the question then. You are not to communicate with anybody or go anywhere where communications are possible. And that is Shut the Hell Up Day. And it has to happen worldwide. It's great if it just happens in this country. That would help. Then it's my choice whether I want to listen to somebody on TV talk about the world. But you can't talk about it on TV. You can't watch TV. Cable systems should shut down for the day. You can't get opinions. You can't hear people's opinions. That's a violation of Shut the Hell Up Day. So what do you think? Do you like the idea? I know. I'm very, very smart. Did you know that? Oh, I'm very, very, very smart. Oh, I'm a stable genius. Oh, just like the other guy.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
Yeah, me too. God, help me. Please, God, help me. please, God, if you're not doing anything right now, just help me out with this guy. Oh, my goodness.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. Would you care to go dancing? I don't dance. Don't ask me. I don't dance. I'm 6 foot 3 inches tall. I'm not lanky, but I'm not fat. And for me to dance is absurd. I've never met a woman that didn't look good dancing. On the show Seinfeld, are you familiar with that, kids? On that show, this character, Elaine Benes, does a dance, and she dances like really stupid, but nobody dances stupidly like that. That was just for that television show. Every single woman dances well. I don't know why. Every single guy does not. Every single guy does not dance well, but every single woman does. I don't know how that has genetically seeped into their bones. But every woman looks good dancing. Every woman looks good moving a little bit. Men should not move around much. It's not flattering. Men are designed just to stand there. Don't move. Now, there are some men that really dance well. They're far and few between, and I question certain things about them. Let's just put it that way. I cannot dance at all. I have a great amount of rhythm. I'm a musician as well. My rhythm is impeccable. But I can't translate it into my body. My body says, when it hears music, it basically says to me, what, you got to be kidding me? I don't know what to do with this. I appreciate the music, but I can't move to it. As I'm 6 foot three and I'm so convinced that I can't dance, when I do and when I'm forced to dance, and there are occasions when I am, the few times that I've gone to a wedding, they have dances on the dance floor and the DJ asks everybody to get up and dance. I don't appreciate that, but I have to do it because I'm usually with a young lady that insists that I dance with them. And then I get very self-conscious and it's even worse than it is otherwise. But because I'm 6 foot three, I'm a beacon of schmuckness. I'm a beacon of schmuckness. Whatever I do, everybody else can see because I'm so freaking tall. If I was short, if I was average height, 4 foot six, I think that's average, I'm not sure, that might be average for a jockey, I don't know, then I would get lost in the crowd and I would dance like crazy because no one would see me except for the people standing next to me and they wouldn't care. But when you're tall and you're like a gigantic antenna sticking out of the ground, everybody sees you. So I can't dance. And I told you the story a couple of months ago, how my mother sent me to dancing school. It was not to help me to dance. It was to socialize me. And it worked because shortly after, I became very sexually interested in other people, females. And that did launch something. I do recall dancing with a young lady at a social mixer and actually feeling like this is an enjoyable experience. Or otherwise, I may not have said that at that early age. So dancing is weird. It's very, very weird. And I've talked about this before. When I do go to weddings and I see other people dance, certainly it's not me, I do see a lot of sex going on the dance floor. Men and women don't dance anymore as a dance. They actually have physical sex on the dance floor. They take their asses and they rub against each other ass-wise like a couple of orangutans. And they basically are having anal sex on a dance floor. And it's accepted. There's a lot of bumping and grinding going on. And sometimes when two women dance together on the dance floor, they will bump and grind each other. That should be the price of admission right there. See, it's the old double standard. Women can do stuff to each other and it's okay. When men do things to each other, it's not okay. Two women can grind their butts together on a dance floor in a sexual, very alluring manner, and everybody laughs and smiles and says, yay. If two guys did that under normal circumstances, people would say, what's going on there? What's going on there? It's different. I have never been to a restaurant. There's two couples, and the women say, we're going to go to the ladies' room. We'll be back in a moment. Perfectly acceptable. The two women get up, they go to the ladies' room together. Perfectly acceptable. The guys just keep on talking. I have never, in my career, seen two couples in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the guys get up and say, we have to go pee now. We'll be back. And the two guys walk into the men's room together to pee at the same time so they can talk about their dates. That's not normal. That's not normal. We do have double standards. Let's face it. There's nothing wrong with it. We got them. They're only double standards when you make them double standards. Men should not be going to the men's room together to pee together. Peeing in tandem is not acceptable socially. Otherwise, of course it is. You're not peeing into the same urinal together. That would be awkward. You got your own urinals once you get in there. But two guys don't discuss things while they're standing at the urinals together. You shut the hell up, like shut the hell up day. Women, different. Different. Just accept it, that's all. Just accept it. Why do women wear makeup? I don't know. I guess they think they're ugly without it. I think they really do. I think most women feel that without makeup, they are abhorrible. They're not. Women are beautiful all over, naturally. But for some reason, they choose to put on bozo makeup. They choose to paint their faces. Men don't paint their faces. Maybe they did in other centuries way back. But we don't do that. We don't even comb our hair. We don't even brush our teeth. We don't even shave. Women do all of that, all the time. Plus put on war paint. We're different. We're just different. Men are no uglier or prettier than women are. If anything, men are less attractive than women are naturally attractive. And they don't use makeup at all, these men. They should, but they don't. I'm just saying. You ask me. You asked me, so I'm just saying. Don't ask me. If you don't want to hear me do this, then don't ask me. Am I coming off grumpy today?
Yes, of course you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
So what do you think? Should we have a please be quiet day, a shut the hell up day? I like it. I want to introduce it into legislation. I'm going to write to my congressperson. I don't know who it is, but I'm writing to them. I'm going to send him a card, a birthday card or something, and suggest a shut the hell up day.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
And that goes double for kids.
Aww.
And barking dogs.
Aww.
And grandparents.
Aww.
And politicians.
Aww.
I'm getting sick of this, aren't you? I think I made my point. I got a question for you, though.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Funny story, but not really, because I fell down. I fell down yesterday. It wasn't fatal, thank God. Because I just fell down a little bit. But I did fall down. Because, see, right now it's very hot outside. And I was going through my closet looking for things to wear on my feet that would not be really hot. And I found an old pair of flip-flops. The very name of the shoe, flip-flop, pretty much warns you this is what's going to happen when you put these on. You're going to flop and flip. So I put the flip-flops on. The only thing holding the flip-flop to my foot was a little piece of rubber between my first toe and my big toe. That's not a secure shoe, really, as I soon found out. I took but like 3 or 4 steps with my flip-flops, and the rubber on the bottom of the flip-flop flopped and flipped. And so did I, and I lost my balance and very briefly fell down on a rug, so it was okay. And I got up and I took the flip-flops, and guess what I did with them? I threw them in the garbage. Ron, how could you do that? Why don't you give them away to the Salvation Army or something like that? What, so other people can die? Well, I'd be contributing to their imminent death if I contributed the flip-flops to somebody else's feet. No, these things are dangerous weapons of destruction. They need to be destroyed. As a matter of fact, just putting them in the garbage is probably not good enough because somebody could pick them up and die accordingly. These flip-flops must be cut up and burned in some type of nuclear explosion because by virtue of the name flip-flops, who would even name these things that? I want you to put these on your feet here. I've created them for your feet. They're very freeing. What do you call them? Well, flip-flops. Why do you call them that? Well, they flip and you flop over. Oh, sounds like a nice, secure idea. Lawsuit, perhaps? Perhaps a lawsuit? Maybe I should find out who invented flip-flops and sue the hell out of them. Not on Shut Up Day, but on another day. Flip-flop my ass. Just probably pretty much what happened there. It's very strange. Very strange article of clothing. And that, my friends, is my big question to you. What are you wearing and why?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? what are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing, oh, what are you wearing, oh, what are you wearing today, today?
Having a summer party? You don't know what you're doing. Why don't you hire the best?
Do you throw boring parties? Do your guests stand about with tepid drinks in their hands, vapidly striving for anything interesting to say to anyone? Do they glance at their watches around 9 p.m. and say, oh, look at the time? Your parties need something, and you know it. Your parties need me, Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. For a gentlemanly, prearranged fee, I will arrive fashionably late to your party, bringing with me that dash of irresistible British charm and a soupçon of the joie de vivre of the French. Soon I'll have your guests regaled with stories of my vacation villa in Saint-Tropez, my zany youthful adventures in boys' school, and that one time I met the prince. Quite a story. For an extra fee, I could be the cheeky one, telling blue jokes and winking roguishly at all the girls. Got a piano? I've got a repertoire. Because what English gent can't just sit down at the Ivories and knock out everything from a raucous pub tune to a bit of Gershwin? I know I can. Because I'm Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. And I'll see you at your next party. What time shall I arrive?
5 o'clock. Do you own a little business? Do you have a little business of your own? Do you have a store? If so, why aren't you at work? What about the summer months? Things get a little quiet. People go on vacation. Sales aren't as great. What do you do during that time? Well, apparently it's a good time to experiment with marketing. And that's what we're going to talk about today for a short period of time.
Hey, Ron, this is Ramon Ray. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you so much. Ramon Ray is a small business expert. It's featured on MSNBC, CNBC, everything with an NBC in it, Fox Business, and other networks and programs. He's all over the place. Hey, we're talking about some big ideas for small businesses, which would be a nice thing, I suppose. You have some tips on how to supercharge your business.
Indeed, Ron. Thanks for asking. I mean, listen, during the summer months, Ron, I don't know about you, but in my family, you know, we want to go on vacation. Kids are off from school. It's hot. Businesses are slowing down. So a few things, Ron, that I think businesses can do that even though the summer is typically a slower period, things they can do to recharge their business.
Okay. Let's give me a couple of tips there.
Sure. One is to look at your finances. Are you selling the right thing to the right people at the right time? Get with your accountant and look at those numbers. Two, what about enhancing the customer experience? That's very important. When customers come in your door, are you being sure that they have a great experience, that when they come in the door that there's a smile on their face? Three, what about focusing on your employees? All your employees are not going to be on vacation, Ron, and that's the perfect time where you can make sure that they're trained. And I think the last thing I would say is that look at your customers. This is the time to get closer to your customers and say, customers, thank you for doing business with us.
True. You make the point of smiling. My God, I walk into so many stores and the people who work there don't look like they want to be there, and that's kind of a turnoff to me.
It is a turnoff, and I think that this is where the training is so important, because you want your customers, when they come in the door, you want your employees to smile at them, and you want the customers to smile and have a great experience. And, Ron, part of this experience, I don't know if you've gone to a store, Ron, and a lot of people who don't even carry cash anymore, they carry credit cards.
Right.
And I think one thing that business owners can do is make sure you're carrying, accepting the right credit card. American Express is a great card to carry. Studies show that almost four American Express customers spend almost four times more than other cardholders. So I think that these are some simple things that small business owners can do as part of that great experience.
You know, I have an American Express card, and I have other cards too. I always feel more secure with American Express, because when I do the customer service thing with them, I really feel like they're going out of their way to protect me. And these days, man, protection is like key to me.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny you said that. I travel around the world, travel around the U.S., and I must say that's probably one of the first cards I pull out because, as you said, of the security. They're texting you, pinging you, you can call the number, the customer support is great, so you're exactly right, Ron.
Yeah, very important. Okay, now during the summer, some businesses slow down, others kind of speed up, but for the most part, I guess you would have to say by looking at the data that might be a little bit slower, and you're saying that you can take advantage of that.
Correct. And again, even though it's slower, as I said, people are on vacation, it's hot, it's you know, it's muggy outside. But I think the message we want to say is that every business owner doesn't have to experience the slowdown. So, for example, if you're enhancing your marketing, that's the time to think about, A, what can I do in the future to prepare for the coming months, or even right at that moment then, what can I do to have a new offer? What can I do to have a new marketing service? Things of that nature you can do, because the summertime, even though it's slow, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be slow for your business.
I guess it's kind of time to play around with ideas, too.
Oh, listen, Ron, that's a great thing, because, again, since it is slow for most of the marketplace in America, this is where you can test and say, you know what, should we have this offering? Should we have that offering? And, again, going back to American Express has a number of programs for small business owners to even help with their local marketing. But I think you're right, Ron. I like the point you said about testing, because you can say, should we use this? Should we use that? Mm-hmm. Should we have this discount? Should we have that discount? Mm-hmm. So testing is a great thing, because then your revenues are going up, profitability is going up during the summer, and you're better prepared for the future.
Wow, pretty good. It's pretty good. Can I hire you to come into my business and
you know what?
Take care of it?
Anytime. I'll come by, intern for you. We'll have fun together, Ron. I think we'd have a good time together,
yeah,
for sure.
You know, it would help. It would be great. If you have
Absolutely.
Time between MSNBC and Fox and CNBC, I don't know if you have time.
I think I have a lot of time, for sure. I'd love to come and do that, and for sure. But listen, I think that small businesses have a lot of challenges. And by the way, for the information about the things we were talking about, if people go to optblue.com, that's where they can find information about some of the programs we talked about.
Excellent. And I know that they have some cash back deals on some of the cards, which is, you know, there are no more savings accounts with any kind of decent mm-hmm. interest rate, unfortunately. But there are credit cards that actually give you money for using the card, which is, like, absurd, but I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, let's not complain about getting cash. And I would say, in addition to the cash, and again, as one who uses the American Express card as well, some business owners may want the cash back.
Yeah.
Others may want the perks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's office space, there's airlines. It's like you're treated like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a number of ways that small business owners can take advantage. And so I think we're both hearing, Ron, what I'm hearing you say and what I'm trying to say, that the summer months, yeah, it's slower, which you're spending more time with family, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But that for the business side, man, your business can blossom and grow
yeah.
even during June, July, August, September.
Absolutely. Well, so where do we go for more information, as if I didn't know?
Yeah, optblue.com, especially for all the things we talked about with your American Express card, Ron. And listen, I will hold you to that. Invite me to Boston to come and work with you, and I'll help you run your business, too.
Beautiful. And through the card, you can virtually do that as well. Ramon Ray, thank you so much for your time today. Fun talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye. I am so kiss-assy. That's how I make my money. What do you want? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. I'm toasted. I'm toasted for today. Thank you so much for taking this little trip with me. You know, we do this every single weekday, so you can join me again tomorrow, whatever time is convenient for you. Not any particular time. I'm always there. Episodes are always there, well over 1,000 of them, housed on the Podbean Network. We're also on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the Amazon Alexa thing, just like SoundCloud, all over the place. Everything has got us on it. So, thank you so much. I owe you big time. Not really. It's just something you say. I wish you peace.